Lord by the blood of the Lamb. This morning we want to thank you that we have the freedom to do so. Speak to our hearts. Release our spirits to function freely for the very purpose for which you call us to function in. Release our souls to understand and grasp the eternal truths of your word. Hallelujah. Release our bodies to be the temples of your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Where the living presence of an almighty God can reside and abide. Today take a hold over each heart that has come into this place. Over each vessel that has come into this place. Take a hold over them. Hallelujah. Shake them right through into the kingdom of goodness, Lord. Into the kingdom of God's glory. Release them into the fullness of thy freedom. Oh, why should the nation say, where is our God? Hallelujah. Release your people. Look at your inheritance, Lord. Hallelujah. Watch over your people this day. In your hands we commit each one of our lives this morning. Take a hold over our beings. May Jesus be magnified. May Jesus be lifted up. Glorified. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and bless the Lord. He is mighty.
Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
He is mighty.
Oh, hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Sabarakara, Surandalam, Dinibanasi.
Jesus, we worship you.
Hallelujah. Rotolavala, Sandalkara. Rukataram, Diran, Dulabatamanasiya. Rajala, Silakaran, Duranjinabaramanasiya. Rutala, Vanadu, Sandalkara. Anybody who having the gift of the Holy Spirit, pray in other tongues. Akura Salandara, Sivana, Saradala, Dulagara, the Nava Sundal Kari, the Nambar in Dinisia. Kurisala, Varava Sandal Kara, Akara, Bala Sanduran, this year. Grunjari, Ram Rendrondris, Grandre, Slamare, Sutrundre, Kaisia, Atula, Prikrem, Rendria, Skrandria, Sutul Kutremana, Sikarantria. Rani Batrena was Kotrom Drindri Lama, Skotrom Dre, Driamana Katrom, the Skilia Trianoci, Kai Trombreaniasia. Chantum Dremala, Trias Koron, Tiliskira Tunam, Chilam, Durakaran, the Skia. Hallelujah. Lemanasan Paduran, this year. Holding a Skira, Hakara Pudrebal Basia. Freely what you've given us to freely exercise. Hakala Subara Sambarantriya Ranesya Guru Jil Matriyam Desyana Rasulantri Karamrendro Koisya Sakaram Dalasya. Holy Father, Holy Father, thank you Jesus. Hallelujah. Rabadrandre Magai Sundal Paduran Grega Sitia Chidamandre Kais Kutrumbre Sinatala Jessinia Jukatri Brendra Krais Kutrumbal Badri Kandres Karandran Rundiris Krimbrendre Haskiriandri Horaskarandre Halmatru Sinandala Jerikarandru Kurubalvaski Trai Rujurum Drakelimana Sirindre Karegis. Hallelujah. Blessed be the holy name of Jesus. Rakatrembre in Drekaras, Trubrenas Rukatrain the Labatrik, Trukul Matrika, Indre Maristika Trainasia. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord is there, is liberty and freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. Shake your hands with a couple of people. Hallelujah. Tell them Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Smile at them. Wish them a very good morning. Tell them Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And you may be seated. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, the 64th chapter. The 64th chapter of Isaiah. And verses 7. Isaiah 64 and verses 7. And there is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you. The word that I want to highlight is, there is no one who calls on your name or who stirs up himself to take hold of you. Amen. I believe God is calling us this morning to stir ourselves up to take a hold over Him. Amen. Not to take a hold over our blessings, but to actually stir ourselves up to take a hold over the Lord Himself. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I remember a story which I heard a long time back. And that is about a king in a nation where he said, from tomorrow, from morning, 9 o'clock to evening, 5 o'clock, the palace is open. Anybody who wants anything in this palace can come and touch it, and that is theirs. And so people were rushing at the gates, they were waiting there. And when 9 o'clock came, the gates opened, they all rushed in. Each one of them were going and touching one thing after the other. Some went and touched the TV sets, some went and touched the Rolls Royce, some went and touched the chariots and the horses, some the guns and the armory and all that. Some people, you know, different things, the gold, the silver, the precious things, people were touching it. And people were, whatever they touched belonged to them. But a small little child waited for some time and then slowly walked up and touched the king. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you touch the king, all of the kingdom is yours. Amen. When you touch the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Lord Jesus Christ, all of His kingdom is yours. But when you touch anything else and not the Lord, there is something wrong somewhere. Amen. So here God's word is saying, stir yourself up. If you're sitting on the ashes, if you're sitting somewhere down, feeling miserable, stir yourself up and take a hold over the Lord. Amen. Take a hold over the Lord and call on His name. Amen. So when you begin to call on His name, you begin to take a hold over Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's look to the book of Genesis, where you find a man of God by the name of Abraham stirring himself up to call on the name of the Lord and God hearing him. We have a Father in heaven who hears us when we call on His name. Amen. When you have a need, people around you might be blind to your need, and they might not understand your need, and they might not even care, but hallelujah, not so our God. Amen. And in the book of Genesis chapter 13, you find the word where Abraham is calling on the name of the Lord. And when you read through the entire book of the life of Abraham, you find there were actually three times he called on the name of the Lord. And all the three times God was merciful and God heard him and God answered him and God dealt with him. And I believe that same God of Abraham will answer us when we stir ourselves up to take a hold over Him and to call on His name. He will answer up just like He answered Abraham. Amen. Amen. And so Genesis chapter 13 and the fourth verse, this is what it says. And I would like to read from verses 1 onwards. Then Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. And so he went to his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there at first, and there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I would say that Abraham stirring himself up to call on the Lord after he has gone down to Egypt. Egypt symbolizes bondage. Amen. Amen. It symbolizes bondage. Any area of your life, your family, any area of your entire being that is under bondage. Now he had gone down to Egypt. And he had lost everything that God had given him, his character, his reputation, everything. He had to lie about his wife. He had lost a lot of things out there in Egypt. But Abraham is stirring himself up to rise up once again, come back and say, Lord, I call on you. Deliver me once again from bondage. Deliver me and bring me once again from the very carnality that is trying to take a hold over me. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I was praying for the church, and there are days when I pray where God allows me to feel in my body what the congregation goes through. And some of the faces that I did not know, some of the people that I did not know, I mean, I have just seen them, but I did not know by name, who have walked into this place. Sometimes I see them, I feel their burden on me, and I have to pray through, right through, till I feel the release in my own body. And then I know the deliverance has come through. And while I was praying, in a couple of days, God showed me there were many in the congregation who had stepped out in a step of faith to walk with God like an Abraham, who had released their lives to walk after God's own heart and God's own purposes and will. But in between your journey, in between your pilgrimage, somewhere along the line, you have slid down deep into Egypt, fallen right there in the darkness. Once again, the chains are around you. Bondage has taken a hold over you. And you're sitting there in your struggle, not knowing what to do. The word for you this morning is, stir yourself up and take a hold over the Lord, and He shall bring you out of your bondage. Amen. Amen. Right out of your carnality. Stir yourself up. Once again, seek His face. And you will find the hand of God coming upon you and setting you free. Amen. You have to pray through. See, 1 John 3 and verse 20, 21 says, if our hearts condemn us, we have no confidence before God. Are you with me? And we have no confidence in what we ask of God. Amen. See, if our hearts condemn us. So there is a prayer where you pray through till your hearts are right with God, and you're seeking Him so earnestly from your heart, where you've gone past the altar, the brazen altar, you've gone past the holy place, right into the presence of God, to look at the Shekinah glory of God. Amen. Till you find boldness in your soul. Are you with me? Till you feel and experience boldness in your soul. Amen. Where you know the promises of God are a surety for you. It's no longer something that you wish or hope, something that is playing in your mind, but deep within your heart, there is a security. Amen. Amen. There is a security. There is a knowing. It is said that, you know, there are four things that needs to happen in our lives for us to come into a place of security with God. One is that you need to feel a sense of awe and wonder about God. Are you with me? I mean, you need to look out of your problems to the Lord Himself and see Him in His majesty and fullness and glory. You have to feel in awe of your God. And what happens to most people is that they are so tormented by, and the devil begins to attack them, that makes them to look at their problems one after the other and their situation and at themselves, that they have forgotten the Lord and the mightiness of our God. And what you look at begins to become your God. So what happens is, if you begin to magnify your problems, that becomes so magnified that you begin to end up worshipping it, because that is playing in your mind all the time. Do you hear that? Amen. How many of you are here this morning? Amen. So you need to come to a place where you say, Lord, I have to look past all that and look to You, to Your holy face, to behold Your glory.
Where you find the promise of God as a surety inside of you. Amen. Well, you know you're so full of the Lord Himself. Amen. Now see, if you need to have a sense of awe and wonder of the Lord, it said that the second thing is now most needed, that you need to have a knowledge of the truth. See, everyone, C.S. Lewis said, has his own God. Everyone has his own God. Are you with me? Never imagine you are the only one who's got a God. Everyone has got his own God. But the God that we're speaking about is the one whom the Bible says in Romans 8:15 as the Abba. The one who created the heavens and the earth. Amen. The one who holds the nations like a drop in a bucket. The one who flung the stars into space and knows each one by name. The one who measures the seas and the waters of the earth in the hollow of his hand. Amen. Amen. We're speaking about the majesty of our God. We're not speaking about a God who is an idol, who cannot hear us or see us. In the book of Isaiah it says, there was a man who was hungry and he went to sleep. And when he went to sleep, he began to dream that he was so full that somebody was feeding him. But he got up in the morning and he found out that he was still hungry. Nobody had fed him. He went to sleep again the next night and he began to dream that somebody was quenching his thirst because he was thirsty. He got up in the morning and still he was thirsty. Still he was empty. And Isaiah is saying, these are the ones who worship idols that do not have eyes to see, nor have ears to hear, nor have a heart to feel what you're going through. Oh, backslidden nation, won't you stir yourself up to call on His name? Amen. But we have a Father, when you look to Him, when you seek Him, when you call on Him, if you're hungry, He will feed you. Amen. Psalms 37, David said, I've been young and I've old and I've never seen the righteous begging for food. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, who are you worshiping this morning? See, you need to worship the Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth, who sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, here onto earth, shed every drop of His blood to redeem you and buy you back. Amen. And you will feel that closeness and that security with God when you come to know a knowledge of the truth that is the Word of God. No other way. You don't have to go to a library, find a set of books to find out what's going to happen to the world. But take the living Word of God. Amen. And the truth sets you free. And that makes you hungry for God. Truth will stir you up to seek after the Lord Himself. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then when you begin to seek Him, after knowing the truth, the third thing that is needed is an experience of His love. When you begin to seek Him, the Bible says you will be found by Him. If you will seek Him with all your heart. Amen. See, it's just not a dogmatic, doctrinal truth that you know in your head. Are you with me? There are people who have creamed up the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but who do not know the awesomeness of our God, who do not know the truth in all its intensity of a revelation deep within them that has set them free. And they have not come to this great understanding of the warmth of His love. They have never experienced that. Are you with me? Well, we are not against experiences, but don't look for experience. Are you with me? But there are experiences in the Christian walk. Amen. There are experiences in the Christian walk. Amen. The same God who appeared to Abraham, to Elijah, to Moses will appear to you and speak with you. There are experiences. But it's the truth that guides your experiences. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you have all those three, then comes the security within. Did you hear that? Then comes the security within. You know for sure. That's what I said. You know for sure. He listens to you when you call. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I had a friend of mine who is a mighty man of God. He was walking down the street one day. A person came to him and said, "Sir, I'll tell you your future. Show me your hand." He said, "I don't want to know. I already know what my future is." He said, "I'll tell you all that you have done." I'll tell you all that you have done. Because I have a God who is a God of the past, of the present, and also of the future. The great I am, the one who is called I am, who I am. Who knows even the thoughts that you think in the dark. Even the feeling that you go through. And he said, "Listen, I will tell you all that you have done." And he began to say a couple of them. By this time, this man was scared. It is a personal walk with Jesus Christ. The gifts of the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, just opening out. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a difference with those kind of people, isn't there? You find Christ on them. You find something. Boom. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Stir yourself up to take a hold over the Lord. Abraham did exactly that. Are you with me? The first time, I mean, not the first time, but I mentioned that as the time. One of the incidents. I'm going to the second one. Amen. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 12. It's 12 and the 8th verse. How many of you are here this morning and enjoying the word? The 12th chapter and verse 8. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the 6th verse. Abraham passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the turbaned trees of Moreh, and the Canaanites were there in the land. You find that? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The first time what I mentioned, not the first time he ever called, but the first time I mentioned was in Genesis 13. Well, it is to bring you out of your Egypt, to bring you out of your carnal nature, to stir yourself up to know the awesomeness of our God, the truth of His word, the experience of His love, and the security that you have with Him. Amen. Which no one else can. Are you with me? Some of you are putting your security on the wrong people, on the wrong things in life. My brother, my sister, there is a group of people who would still feel so secure and still who would have a smile on their face even though they do not even have an account of their own in a bank. Because their security is not in money. Are you with me? They would feel secure. Hallelujah. The security is in the Lord. There are people who still feel secure. Even when the health is not functioning the way it should be. They would have the courage to say like a Job, "Even though my flesh be destroyed, yet I will see my Redeemer." Amen. Amen. That security. Hallelujah. Well, you have a kind of security only when you have sensed this awesomeness, knowing of His the truth, experience of His love, brought it to a personal level. It's just not far away. People by themselves are all religious. They have their own kind of worships and their kind of rituals and prayers. That's not what I'm speaking about. Allowing the Holy Spirit to melt the word right into your system, to give you the revelation of who the Lord is, to know Jesus for yourself, And you take a hold over him and say, Lord, you are my God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I was, I had written down about a man who was a cricketer. His name is C.T. Studd. Some of you must have heard of him. He played for England. He was a wealthy man. He came to know Jesus. God called him. He left his cricketing career, all his wealth he sold off, for the simple purpose that he didn't want anything to go back to, because he only wanted the Lord. But he didn't lock himself up in a monastic ashram. Since he had the security with God and the knowing of the Lord in his spirit, he knew his calling, and he went right into Africa to preach the gospel at the age of 59. The first time he went, he was young. Second time he went, it was 59. When most people would just like to retire and sit back, he said, Africa for the Lord. In all his mission services, he loved his wife, and when he left her and went to the mission field, it is said 13 years he served the Lord in the missions, where he saw his wife only for 2 weeks. Can you imagine that? And that guy was faithful. Amen. He knew his God. He knew the security. I mean, he knew it was not in relationships, not in people, nothing, but the Lord. Do you know that? This morning, how many of you would have the boldness to say, I know the Lord that way. Nothing matters to me more than the Lord. Well, the second time he stirred himself up to pray. Let's look at it. Genesis 12. The first time I said, the second time is among the Canaanites, people natural minded. Coming out of the Ur of the Chaldees. People who only will listen to reason as their God. He says, listen, I don't want to lead my life with just people around me who have their own kind of thinking, who are limited in their own thinking, who have natural minds, who can't seem to have a sense of the supernatural world, who does not know a supernatural God. You know, I was looking at this word God, and I actually heard it. It said that this word God means a supernatural being. That's what the secular dictionary says there, you know. A supernatural being. That's what the secular dictionary says there. A supernatural being. And I've seen people who don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit, who don't believe in the baptism of the Spirit. They think the age of miracles has been over. They don't believe in the gifts of healing, deliverance, nothing. Because they are led by the natural abilities rather than knowing this supernatural God for themselves. If he's supernatural, he will do supernatural acts. We don't have a time of or an age of miracles. We have a God of miracles, and we know he's there. He hasn't changed. Are you with me? Well, Abraham wants something more. He's not happy with his idol-worshipping family. He's not happy with the natural people around him who were just trying to limit him. He says, I need something more than all this. And he stirs himself up to take a hold over the Lord. Amen. I thank God this morning for people who are really hungry and thirsty for the Lord. They'll say, oh my God, I'm just tired. I'm just tired. I'm just tired of doing the same things, falling into the same things, getting up and doing the same thing. I'm just tired of that. I'm just being tired of being limited and constrained and held back by the enemy. I want to rise up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody here this morning with desire like that? Oh, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I give you a point there? Would you go through it fast? Exodus chapter 6. The 6th chapter of Exodus. It's always nice to bring a Bible when you come. Amen? It's not a bad thing to carry it. Amen? If you carry the Bible, the Bible will carry you. Amen? It's always nice to take a piece of paper and pen, because you might forget, but the paper will not. Amen? Hallelujah. So you can write down. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen? It's a sign of teachableness and humility and zeal for God. I do that even now. Any message that I hear, I make sure that I take the Bible, I take the paper, pen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Exodus 6, 6 and 7 and 8. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Amen. I will rescue you from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land which I swear to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I'll give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. Did you find that? Well, if you're taking down, take down this fast. In the 6th verse, God is saying, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Amen. That's deliverance. Amen. The message of Moses was a message of God. And God is saying, listen, I'm going to do some mighty deliverance for you. I will bring you out. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. See, if you need to stir yourself up, you need to know what God will do. You only stir yourself and ask for help from someone whom you know will help you and can help you and has got the resources to help you. Amen. Praise God. Now, if somebody was to come here, and is willing to teach you on prosperity. The prosperity from the Bible, the biblical, the balanced one. And he wants to teach you on that from the Bible. And you look at him, he's got his shirt torn. He's got a torn pants. He's got a broken down car. And he does not have anything with him. And he's got a debt of about 20 lakhs. And he's telling you, I'll teach you on God's prosperity. You wouldn't feel secure, would you? Hallelujah. Amen. If a person comes to you and says, listen, I'll see that you are out of your bondage. And he smokes all the time. Hallelujah. He does all kinds of crazy things. And he says, listen, I'll make sure that you come. You wouldn't trust him, would you? Would you? But not so with our God. He is saying, listen, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Amen. I will rescue you from the bondage. There are times you need to be rescued. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You can't save yourself. You know that. You tried every gimmick you can and you just can't seem to get through. Amen. Three. I will redeem you. That is redemption. Are you with me? Redemption means to buy back. Redeem means to buy back. And God is saying, listen, I'm going to buy you back. You went back into the clutches of the enemy. You submitted to the devil. You submitted to sin. You submitted to the world. But I will redeem you back. Amen. Some of you need that this morning, don't you? How many of you need that this morning? You fell into the trap of the enemy. The Bible says you are a slave to the one whom you obey. We don't want to be slaves of sin and Satan and the world. We want to be a slave of righteousness and holiness and the Lord our God. Amen. And God says, I will redeem you. Hallelujah. God is saying, I will. It's a surety. Amen. I will. Amen. Anybody ever experienced the redemption of the Lord in your life? He redeems you now with silver, now with gold, with his own precious blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Fourth, it says, I will take you as my people. Can you imagine that? See, that's separation. God is saying you are not anybody else's. You are mine. Hallelujah. Once a girl came to me and she wanted to get married and she wanted me to pray for her. And I was praying for her and I asked her, so what are you looking for in the guy? She said, I want him to be possessive. I want him to be possessive. Well, here we have a possessive God. I will take you as mine. In other words, God is saying, I am possessive. I won't let you go for anyone else. Amen. Hallelujah. You believe that? You believe that? Then it will come to pass in your life. Amen. I had the nerve to believe that. I remember the time when men of God would come into the house. They would prophesy over every one of my four brothers. And they would forget me. Because I was sitting there with long hair. With a beard. Laughing at them and making fun of them. And people judge you by natural eyes. But God looks into your heart. And God knows what you need. Hallelujah. God says, I need that person. Amen. And so when the man of God, my spiritual father, told me that you were called and God has called you to be his own, it was like, whew, nobody has ever said that in my whole life. I said, I want to belong to this God. I want to serve him. Amen. Hallelujah. And the seventh verse, one more time. I will take you as my people and I will be your God. Did you find that word? I will be. I will be. I will be. I will be. What God is saying is that I'm not ashamed of you. I will be your God. You will adore me and worship me. Don't think you can't. You've been a slave too long. God is saying, listen, I will redeem you. I will take you as my own. And then will come the point of adoration. You will adore me and say, indeed, I am your God. Find that? Amen. Sometimes, you know, once a person came to me and he said, listen, I messed up so much, Pastor. I messed up so much. I've done all kinds of carnal, worldly things and I've messed it all up. No, I do not even know whether God wants me. Once a missionary came and he said, I studied, I learned in the Bible college all about Bible doctrine and everything. But one thing that they didn't teach me in the Bible college is how will you handle your life once you've failed. And he said, I'm a missionary, I'm a man of God, but I failed. And I don't know how to handle my life now. I learned everything else. Theoretically, doctrinally, I know. I know the meaning of the word Elohim. I know what Yahweh means. I know the Greek of Jesus. I know the different words and places and everything the Bible is. But how do I, how am I when I fail? Hallelujah. Anybody here this morning? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Says, I'll redeem you. I will take you back. I'll make you my own. Amen. And you will say, hallelujah. I am your God. Amen. Because I will reveal once again to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. There's one thing I tell the congregation here. I say, how many times you messed up? Come. God will take you back. I'll take you back. Hallelujah. Come. The Lord will take you back. I'll take you back. It's no problem. Why? I believe in redemption. Hallelujah. Amen. And the last two. This is it. The eighth verse. And I will bring you into the land which I swear to give to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. I will bring you in. That means God is saying, I'll give you some entrance into my kingdom. Amen. I will bring you in. Amen. I will. Anybody standing out, you want to come into the presence of God? Anybody standing out of your blessing? You know you need to be the head and not the tail. You say, listen, I don't know. You know, I had a girl here. Her mother will be testifying in the second service. She was here, and she always used to confess, I'll be the head and not the tail. She passed the university exam, and the results came, nothing major. She's got good marks, she's happy, she went. After 3 years, that's the good thing of our university. After 3 years, she receives a letter saying she's the third rank holder in the university. She was, 3 years back. 3 years, she was standing out, not knowing that God who promised I'll bring him in brought her in at the right time. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe you're standing out of your victory and God said, I will bring you in. That's why you stir yourself up to take a hold over him. Amen. And the last one, the eighth verse. I will bring you into the land which I swear to give to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and I'll give it to you. That means possession. What God is saying is not momentary blessing, not momentary victory, not momentary times of or seasons of blessing. God is saying, you will have possession. Amen. Come on, church, come on. This should gladden your heart this morning, the word from the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you, God speaks to us. C.S. Lewis said, God speaks to us. God whispers to us in our pleasures and shouts to us in our pains. Amen. And I believe this is for some people who are going through real pain in your life because, you know, oh my God, I need one word. It's not a teaching. It's starting something new and fans that I can write down and tell otherwise. But I need one word to quicken me back and to stir me up once again to take a hold over my Lord. Hallelujah. God says, boom, let me release that word. Amen. Hallelujah. You will take possession. Seven blessings. The first one is deliverance, separation, redemption, selection, adoration, entrance, and possession. In those two words, God is saying, listen, this is what I will do for you. Amen. Did you find that? Did you find that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And Abraham is calling the second time on the Lord is God. Why? Because he's saying, listen, I don't want to be tied down by natural people and circumstances. I'm going to stir myself up to call on the Lord. I know whom I'm calling on. Did you find that? Amen. And the third one, and I close with it. Genesis 13. Genesis 21, pardon me. Genesis 21. And verse 33. Then Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and they called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. Hallelujah. I like that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Then Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Bathsheba, and there called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. Amen. Now read the 22nd verse. Now it came to pass, 22nd chapter, pardon me. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham. The first two is when he got into trouble. The third is before he gets into trouble. Did you find that? From Bathsheba, he went to Mount Moriah, where God called him to sacrifice his laughter Isaac on the altar. And when you need to sacrifice your Isaacs on the altar, my brother, you need the strength of God inside of you. And so Abraham in Bathsheba is stirring himself up to pray and say, Lord, prepare my heart in such a way that it will be yieldable to you no matter what you ask of me. I want to obey your will. Are you with me? Amen. I want to obey your will in my life. The safest place to be in your life is to be in the perfect will of God. Abraham knows that. Abraham says, listen, stir me up, Lord. I'm seeking you. I'm building an altar. Because I want to do your will in my life. If I have to let go of my Isaacs to hold on to you, I'm willing to do that if that's your will. Are you with me? My brother, my sister, let me tell you this morning. There are some of you, you are in a struggle because you know the will of God in your life, and yet you are not in a position to do it. Because your flesh is holding you back. Your soul is holding you back from doing that which is right. Because there are sacrifices, laughters for a season to go. Amen. And at that point of time, what you need is divine strength. Are you with me? Amen. Divine strength. Divine strength. And Abraham is saying, listen, I'm going to stir myself up and seek his face and take a hold, oh my God, so I will be in a position of obedience to him at all times. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning, will you stir yourself up? Amen. Will you stir yourself up to take a hold over the Lord? To take a hold over Jesus. Amen. Praise God. To take a hold over him. To come out of your Egypt. To come out of your carnal nature. To come out of your natural surroundings. To be a vessel of faith in the Lord. Amen. You need to stir yourself up. Are you with me? Amen. To do the will of God, you need to stir yourself up. You know, this month, August, is the month of my birthday. Don't forget that. Well, in this month, we're going to have a season of fasting and prayer. That's the news, not my birthday. A season of fasting and prayer. Are you with me? To see that you really allow the Holy Ghost to work inside of you to explode in glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And this time I strongly feel there is something mighty in store. We're going to see some incredible manifestations. You're going to see real yokes broken, demons come out, and people set free. Usually when I have a fasting and prayer, I take messages on soulish healing, but this time I believe it will be on spiritual warfare. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. If you have a demon, wouldn't you like it to go out of you? Amen. Amen. And we're going to take a hold over the Lord and see the fullness of Christ in us. Amen. This morning, shall we close our eyes in prayer? Just before I pray, the message is, stir yourself up to take a hold over the Lord. Amen. I stop with this one quote by a man of God. It says here, it is better to live for Christ than to wish you had. Stop with that. It's better to live for Jesus Christ than to wish you had. This morning, anybody here who would like to live for Jesus Christ than to just wish? Would you close your eyes in prayer this morning? Paul writing to Timothy, in 2 Timothy 1, he said, stir up the gifting of God that is inside of you. Stir up the gifting of God. Hallelujah. If there might be anyone here this morning, you want to live for Jesus Christ, and you are not sure whether you are doing that right now, would you want to give your life to Jesus? To offer your entire being to the Lord. Maybe you are backslidden. Maybe you are in a place on your life where you need to take a hold over the Lord and come out from your carnal situation and natural situations and out of your Egypt. Maybe it is concerning the will of God for your life, concerning your marriage, concerning your future, concerning your business, concerning any relationship that you might have, concerning your ministry, anything. And you would like to dedicate your heart and your entire being to Jesus one more time this morning, would you lift your hand? Let's all stand up in the presence of God this morning to pray together. We have a Father in heaven who answers us when we pray. So pray from your heart. Pray from your heart. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, I pray for everyone in this place this morning who so desires to walk with you. Lord my God, I pray that your grace will abound upon each heart. Let your grace abound upon each heart. Let your grace abound upon each heart. Let your grace abound upon each heart. ഓരോ ഹൃദയത്തിൻ്റെ മേലും ഓരോ ജീവിതത്തിൻ്റെ മേലും അങ്ങയുടെ കൃപ ഒഴുകുവാനായി ഞങ്ങൾ ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു തരുന്നു. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. അന്ധകാര ശക്തിയുള്ള പ്രവർത്തനങ്ങളുടെ മേൽ ജയമെടുക്കുവാൻ അങ്ങയുടെ മക്കളുടെ മേൽ ദൈവിക കൃപ വ്യാപരിക്കണമെന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിൻ്റെ ശക്തി വ്യാപരിക്കണമെന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഇരുട്ടിൻ്റെ ശക്തികളുടെ മേൽ ജയമെടുക്കുവാൻ ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിൻ്റെ വ്യാപാരമാ യേശുവിൻ്റെ രക്തത്തിൻ്റെ മഹത്വമാ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. Let your glory move. Let the blessing of God, the blessing of Yahweh, Ridala, Sanandala, Kanasunandira Badamana, Sikhaira, the Labanavasia, Orivana, Sandala, Dulabada, Andaskira, Tulandira, Ganamana, Sindal Kara. Hallelujah. Rudalamana, Sikarandura, Kidabadanasia. Glory, glory. Glory, 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 hallelujah.
Jesus, my Lord. Hallelujah. I magnify your name. I magnify your name. I magnify your name. I magnify your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus, once again, I offer my heart to you. My life to you. I stir up my heart to take a hold over you. You are the one that I want. Jesus Christ, I believe you are the Son of the living God and the only way of my salvation. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I believe you have risen from the dead. Jesus Christ, I proclaim you as my Lord. I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. Lord Jesus Christ, your word declares you have translated me from the kingdom of darkness unto your kingdom by your blood. I receive redemption now. I receive redemption now. I receive redemption now. I receive redemption now. By your blood I am redeemed. And I speak it out that I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Heaven is my home. Jesus is my Lord. Amen. Now lift your hand and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and bless his name. Nee mannine alle aaradhikkune kallini alle aaradhikkune jeevanulla devathe aaradhikka. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Rada lamana shigara duladinasya. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 This morning I pray for everyone in this place. Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, God shows me that he wants to light up the fire upon many hearts in this place. But he will only do it if you wish and if you desire. Ninak aagraham illengi avan adu cheyilla. Ninak aagraham undengi eppichu koduthu paraya. Hallelujah. Some of you are happy to be in your carnality and in your natural life. Ninak aagraham illengi devam, hallelujah, ninne overpower edunnum cheyalada. Ninak aagraham undengi nee eppichu koduthu prarthikka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask God to light the fire of his Holy Spirit. ദൈവിക സ്നേഹങ്ങൾ നിറയ്ക്കാൻ പറയാ. പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിനെ തീ കത്തിക്കാൻ പറയാ. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഉഖടലാബരസ് കരിചിൽമാ ദിനീന്ദലബരസ് ഉഖടല സന്തുല പടമനസ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. മൈറ്റി ജീസസ്, മൈറ്റി ജീസസ്, മൈറ്റി ജീസസ്, മൈറ്റി ജീസസ്. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us sing this song one more time, enforcing our faith. Hear, O Israel, for the Lord thy God is...